This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, the Veterans Day Parade, not that far off. Carol Hunt, one of the organizers in here, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So the date everyone probably should get right, because it's always on the 11th of November at 11 a.m. So that should be settled. But a lot of other details. Tell us about what's planned this year.
Okay, this year the Grand Marshals are post 9/11 Global War on Terrorism veterans. 20 years of commitment honoring those who have served in our nation's longest war. Who would have thought from 9/11 up to now that we would have been involved in a war somewhere. I have here for you, Kyle, a picture of the posters that we have for this year. Carrie Booth, once again, drew those up for us, and we will be displaying them around town. If anybody needs any, give me a call. We have the applications online, or you can call me. I'm always available for veterans. My number is 503-504-8198. Be happy to answer any of your calls. We're moving right along with the parade. I have enough boots on the ground to make sure everything's going to be going well this year. Applications are a little slow, but they're starting to come in.
So if somebody wants to get an application in, how do they do that?
Well, we can go online, which is on the posters, Douglas County, Oregon, U.S., / and click on the Departments and Veterans Services, and the application is on there. Deadline for judging is October 29th, so this being the 1st of October, good time to get going on that one. And I want everybody to sign up a parade application so that we can place you properly in the parade. If you wish to be judged, that's a $5 fee. Otherwise, we always have a lot of entrants at the end of it, and that's always free for anybody.
For a lot of people, it's a special day, and to be able to get back out there and honor veterans that day. And in that way, a lot of people kind of go all out with some of the things they do to show up.
They do. We're going to have some amazing surprises I'm not going to share with you, but I just got some wonderful news yesterday of an entrant that is going to be lengthy, great for the state of Oregon. As far as I know, we're the only parade out there this year. I understand Albany is going to have a static parade, but we're back downtown like we want to be.
So it begins basically kind of on the backside of the courthouse to get everybody organized, and for folks watching, basically start at the library, and then where does it go from there?
It goes down Jackson, up Lane, and then back down to Main Street to the courthouse.
And so it loops around. I mean, a lot of times it's about an hour and a half event.
Yes, it is. And we're going to do better this year. We're going to keep the parade closer. We've had some problems with gaps, and we really worked on it for this year. So I think it'll be very good.
There's a little-known fact that many, many years ago, I actually organized a city parade for a few years up out of the Portland area, and I don't think folks realize how much goes into that. That was a lot of work.
Yeah, we start the first Wednesday of March until we get her done.
Wow. So what kinds of things are you looking for entrance-wise? I mean, some people think, well, what could I do?
Just anything to honor veterans. We'll have our grand marshals, then we'll have all the veteran organization floats and whatnot. But open for the community to come and to show your thoughts on our theme and honor veterans. And I have also arranged with Kingsley Field to have a flyover at 11 a.m., so you might be looking forward to that. We are.
And if you forget about it, you'll be reminded.
We will. We plan to push in the paper and on the radio, and our spot should be coming out here just probably end of month and up to the parade.
Well, and you'll also be literally reminded if you forget and you're anywhere around Roseburg, because you'll hear them come through. That always happens with some of the flyovers here. People in our building, like, what was that? Well, that would be the flyover.
They do try to get a little low.
Yeah, they do. And it's pretty amazing how they pull all that off. And so that's cool that we've got that. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, on November 11th, at 4 o'clock, we're going back to having the Veterans Death Benefit Seminar. It's something that needs to be talked about. It's a lot more complicated than regular service, and veterans are entitled to honors and whatnot. And it's been a few years since we've done that. We're going to have that at the American Legion on Oak. 4 p.m. will be in person or Zoom. So again, call if you need that link. And then December the 18th at 9 a.m. in the morning, we're going to do the Roseburg National Cemetery Wreaths Across America. We will be in sync with Arlington when those wreaths are being laid, and our hope is to put a wreath on every grave there. So we need people to come out, children to come out and help.
All right, very good. Again, it's November 11th, 11 a.m. Link in with the county website, and you can get details about getting signed up. Carol Hunt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:37, that's the morning conversation, and it's a presentation of Garretson Building Supply. Here's your home.